Joining us now on SB Nation Radio is the president of the Houston Astros, Reed Ryan. Reed, thanks so much for joining us on what is a great week for the Astros.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me on. We're here at Dodger Stadium, and the World Series gets kicked off this week, and the Houston Astros are representing the American League. Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Congratulations to you and all the Astros. I'd love to ask you, going back to the beginning of the year, there was optimism entering the year, but you never know how things will play out. And the Astros came out pretty strong right away. They built some momentum, but there's always that gradual reveal. When did you start to really grasp that this was going to be a special season?
Well, you know, we came out so hot, and we built a really big lead, and you know, we've led wire to wire this year. And so it was probably halfway through the year that you just felt like nobody was going to catch us. And I think the smallest our lead in the West ever got might have been 9 games. And so it was a pretty easy ride to the finish line. I think internally our GM, Jeff Luhnow, and our baseball operations team really started thinking about how do we become a playoff team. Because what you need to run the marathon of 162 is not always what you need to do the sprint of a 5 or 7 game series. And so really it was about halfway through the year that we felt like we were going to make the playoffs, and then it was going to be up to what kind of playoff team we became.
Well, you definitely did the right thing, Reed. That's for sure. We're talking with Reed Ryan, president of the Houston Astros, World Series bound Houston Astros. Brilliant offseason moves to bring in veterans, Brian McCann, Josh Reddick, and Carlos Beltran to your very young roster. Speak about the roles of these veterans and what they played on the success of this team.
Yeah, so after the season in 16, it was a winning season, but, you know, obviously we didn't make the playoffs. And, you know, A.J. Hinch and our baseball operations guy, our general manager, Jeff Luhnow, they really came up with a plan to try to go out and address our needs as soon as free agency opened up. It was also a collective bargaining year, so a lot of people were waiting to see how the CBA was going to affect free agency. And so the strategy that Jeff came up with was to go quick and try to fill those needs. And you saw it with Reddick and McCann and Beltran. And so it was, you know, veteran presence, which this young team needed, but also these guys could play baseball. They've been in a lot of playoffs, and so they know what they're doing, and they were all good players. And so they were great additions. They gave us a lot of momentum going into spring training, and then we were able to add on to it over the course of the year.
We're talking to Reed Ryan, president of the Houston Astros. So one big veteran, Justin Verlander, joins right at the last minute. Walk us through the drama there. What, did it really come down to the last 2 minutes?
Well, the person that you would have to ask would be Jeff Luhnow, because he's the guy that constructed the team and made the trade, and he was working along with Jim Crane on trying to bring a senior veteran type, you know, power arm into our organization. And so we went through the original trade deadline and went to the waiver trade deadline, and there was literally within a minute left when Jeff got, you know, confirmation that the deal was done. And so a lot of people were involved with it. Dallas Keuchel got involved trying to help lobby Justin because he had a no trade clause. And it's turned out to be the move that we needed to become that playoff-type team. He's pitched great. He hasn't lost a game. He was the MVP of the ALCS. And he's made everybody else around him better. And so, you know, Jeff gets the credit and Jim gets the credit for opening up the pocketbooks, because it was a big add to the Houston Astros payroll. And, you know, we decided that this team was too good not to go all in, and so that's what we did, and it's paying huge dividends as we're in the World Series.
What a blockbuster. We are joined here by Reed Ryan for the president of the Houston Astros. So Justin Verlander has been very vocal and public about his admiration from his childhood hero, which is your dad, Hall of Fame pitcher Nolan Ryan. Can you speak at all about their relationship? Have they gotten to meet each other, and how that has panned out?
Well, they've met each other over the years, and my dad, when he was president of the Rangers, they actually faced each other in the playoffs in 2011. And so they had seen each other many times. My dad, since Justin got over here, has gone down about 2 or 3 times before the game to go visit with him. But being a pitcher himself, Justin was either getting treatment or he was lifting weights or whatever. So he didn't want to go stalking, you know, basically. And so they caught up yesterday after the game, and they were like, man, I've been looking for you. And my dad was saying the same thing, and they ended up talking for a while. And it was great to see two legends, you know, discussing what has happened since he came over to the Astros. And you can tell that there's a bond between great players because they compete at such a different level, and the way they think about the game is different from your average player. And so it was a very special moment to kind of watch those guys embrace after the game and really, you know, show their admiration for one another once again.
Indeed it was. We're talking to Reed Ryan, president of the Houston Astros. Reed, so many good surprises this year. What's been the most pleasant surprise? What's the player that's stepped up in a way you didn't see coming?
Wow, what a question. You know, I think Charlie Morton, because people knew Charlie to be a guy that had great stuff, but that had not been able to stay healthy. And I remember when, you know, Jeff wanted to sign Charlie and you know, was talking about Charlie. I couldn't really tell you anything about Charlie. And it was our professional scouting group that really lobbied hard to try to get Charlie. And, you know, the question was, would he be healthy? And he was healthy this year. He's really stepped it up. And then him and Brad Peacock. Brad Peacock was a guy that had been with a couple of clubs. Everybody talked about his good stuff. It was kind of same thing. He had been injured, had these just weird kind of nagging injuries, and he was out of waivers and went into spring training as the guy that, you know, was probably going to get left off the roster and put back out to the market. But he just pitched so well in spring training, and then when McHugh came up, you know, hurt in spring training, he was able to step into that role and never look back. So, you know, to have a special year, you got to have some guys really have career type years, and both Charlie and Brad Peacock have had those years on the hill for us.
And Reed, speaking of career type years, Jose Altuve, clearly front runner for the MVP, AL MVP this year, along with New York Yankees' Aaron Judge. Do you think there is an East Coast / big market bias for MVP voting?
Well, I think there always has been. You know, my dad never won a Cy Young, and it was because, you know, nobody stays up that late to watch games on the West Coast. And I think the same thing happens when you're in the Central Time Zone and you're in Houston, Texas. You know, home run hitters, you know, goes back to the saying, chicks love the long ball. You know, they get the accolades. And when you're in New York City, it's, you know, times 10. And when you're a rookie and you're 6'7", it's times 20. So Aaron Judge, understandably so, has garnered a lot of the headlines because of his amazing power. But I think when you look at all around, you know, most valuable player to a team, Jose Altuve is that guy with his, you know, ability to steal bases, play defense, hit for average, hit for power, the doubles, you know, the home runs. He just can do it all. And he plays, you know, every out as like it's his last of the game or last of his career. And so, if he doesn't win the MVP, there's something wrong with baseball.
Because his consistency, too, has been, you know, unprecedented, honestly.
Yeah, his hits and average over the course of the year has been very, very consistent. He never had a dip in production at all. And most people recognize him as being one of the top players in the game when it comes to WAR, which is a tool to measure a player's all-around value to a team. And so, you never know till the votes are cast. They were cast right after the season, and they'll unveil it, you know, here this winter. And so I hope he's the winner.
We're talking to Reed Ryan, president of the Astros. One last question, Reed. The home field advantage, it was instrumental in the series against the Yankees. You don't have it with the Dodgers, although there'll be three games at home. Minute Maid Park, in my mind, has been electric. It's really been a great environment, and there has been a home field advantage. Could you speak to that?
Yeah, you know, our fans appreciate and love good baseball, and over the history of this club have always supported this team, especially in the postseason. And it's allowed the Astros are carrying the flag for the whole city of Houston with what's happened with Hurricane Harvey. People have gone through the pain of the three 100 loss seasons and the rebuild that Jim Crane started when he bought the club. And so there's a lot of equity in this team that our fans, you know, they have blood, sweat, and tears in it because they went through so much to get to where we were. And they want to make sure that this is the team that brings the World Series trophy home for the first time in the club's history. And they're doing their part. And you're right, David. I mean, they've been here early. They've been loud, standing for every time our pitcher gets two strikes on somebody, standing every time we have somebody on base. It's been a special type of October baseball, and it's what our city needed, and it's really what the game needs, because these have been some great playoffs this year across the board.
Well, I will say, Reed, it was fun to read. You may have seen Ken Hoffman's article in Culture Map. He wrote that this team doesn't just wear a patch that says Houston Strong. They are the embodiment of Houston, the most diverse, resilient, boldest city in the U.S., and nowhere will you find a team that looks more like its hometown. And in the post-Harvey month here, the Astros have sure given the city a boost. And so we thank you, and best of luck to the Astros as they face the Dodgers coming up this week.
Four more wins. Congratulations.
Four more. Let's see if we can do it, and we can earn history. It would be very cool.
Great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Reed
Ryan of the Houston Astros.
All right. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you.